I want them to be able to focus on the task at hand, to look at the fact that maybe you're living in poverty and maybe you need to maybe concentrate more when you go to school. You know, in order to be able to have a financial future, you know, I want to build kids that have solid futures. I mean, and some of it is because we're distracted with all these other things out here that are really non-essential to our life. That's why we have judicial systems and all these other people. Let them handle those things and let us not worry about those, and let us worry about the things that we actually can make a difference in. And that's my conversation.
And what is your plan for them that now with the youth that you're dealing with moving forward to help them grow in those ways?
I listen to the music that they listen to because they captivated by the music and the lyrics in these songs. And that kind of gives me insight to what they're seeing, because songs don't get to be number one if nobody's listening to them or nobody's advocating for those songs. In three songs that came out last year, it talked about the lack of guidance. Actually, I've got a kid right now in my group, and he and I got off to a bad, bad start. I got him an opportunity, and he kind of failed on the opportunity. When I called him to accountability and responsibility, he said nobody's ever came down on me like that because it was his fault. Him and some of his friends, this was their idea to change their economic situation. They tried to rob a pizza man. And guess what? The pizza man was a better shot and had a bigger gun. And he shot him five times. Okay, so now he's in my hands. I'm not trying to be any kid's friend. I'm trying to be a roadmap or a directional arrow. He is coming around. He calls me. He calls me two or three times a week sometimes now. And he's asking questions, but that's exactly what I want him to do.
It seems like now more than ever would be the time for them to be able to speak with those seniors, to soak in some of their experience and their wisdom.
I agree, right? Yeah.
How are you going to try to make that happen, still doing the social distancing, but still being able to get a little of that helpful information from your senior clients?
Well, now we do have a couple. We have Sam Oldham. He's a pastor, and he's an ex-veteran. He's dying from Agent Orange, and while we're cutting grass, he's sitting in his chair up near his garage, but he's always talking. I guess because he's already dying, there's nothing to fear. So he comes out, and you should see the kids' faces when he starts to talk about some of the things that he encountered from war, his trials, going on chemotherapy three times a week, and this and that. And a lot of kids didn't have a clue about any of the stuff that Pastor Sam talks about.
Are you hopeful that you can continue your mission of helping the youth and the seniors help each other despite the pandemic and despite all of the unrest right now?
You're going to see a lot of things that you probably never thought would have happened, because our youth really, really is, they're ready to show the world that, hey, I'm not that lump of coal that you called me or that you felt I was. I'm not worthless. And they really, really want to impress. Most of them just really, really want us to know that they have some value.
Well, Leonard, thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for sharing with us.
Yes, ma'am.